space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
The theme of today's Radio Ranch? Space! The Final Frontier. That was the theme from Star Trek, the original series, which debuted in 1966. And it starred, of course, William Shatner as James T. Kirk, who voiced the beginning of that clip. So today we're going to hear songs about space and planets and stars and suns and astronauts and satellites and all sorts of things that are interstellar in nature. So let's get started with a song from the Tornadoes from 1962. This instrumental is called Telstar, and it was inspired by the launch of the Telstar satellite in 1962. There was a second Telstar launched in 1963. Both of them still orbit the Earth and do nothing. 1996, that was Champagne Supernova by Oasis. Before that, we heard Billy Preston's instrumental Out of Space from 1971, a song that he created by running a clavinet through a wah-wah pedal. And we started that set off, of course, with Telstar by the Tornadoes. Now, how about some moon songs? Let's start with Frank Sinatra's Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I
Well, there's our moon set. We finished that up with The Police, Walking on the Moon from 1979. Before that, we heard Creedence Clearwater Revival's Bad Moon Rising. And that was from 10 years earlier, in 1969. That song was written by John Fogerty after he had seen the film The Devil and Daniel Webster, and he said that song was about the impending apocalypse that was upon us. And you recall, perhaps, we started that set off with Frank Sinatra's Fly Me to the Moon. Now we're going to continue on with some songs about stars and planets. Here's Liz Phair.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills. in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
That was Space Truckin' by Deep Purple from the 1972 album Machine Head. Deep Purple has reworked that song several times. It's gone through a lot of mutations. Before that, also from 1972, we heard Don McLean, Vincent, which was written for Vincent van Gogh, although a lot of folks refer to that song as Starry, Starry Night. That's the first line in the song, and that's why we included it in this show about space. And we started that set off with Liz Phair from 2005, Stars and Planet. Now, let's hear a couple of songs about the sun.
Tears because a baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choke up and focus on the close up. Mr. Wills, I can't reform. No God like Hocus Pocus. So don't sit back, kick back, and watch the world get bushwhacked. News that's in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relay. Hey, hey. So don't delay. Supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive. 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow them, it'd be out tomorrow. But it-
1969, that was Paul Revere and the Raiders, Mr. Sun, Mr. Moon. And before that, we heard Smash Mouth from 1997. That's Walking on the Sun. It was kind of a social battle cry, the sort of why can't we all just get along theme. Now let's hear some music about space travel and space travelers. Here's Space Cowboy by the Steve Miller Band.
I told you about living in the U.S. of A. Don't you know that I'm a gangster of love? Let me tell you people that I found a new way, and I'm tired of all this talk about love. And the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor. And the times keep on changing, so I'm keeping on top of every bad cat who walks through my door. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Born on this rock, and I've been traveling through space since the moment I first realized what all you fast-talking cats would do if you could. You know I'm ready for the final surprise. There ain't no way around it, ain't nothing to say that's gonna satisfy my soul deep inside. All the prayers and surveyors keep the whole place uptight, but it keeps on getting darker outside. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah.
intro to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control.
Blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
That was the Byrds from 1966, Mr. Spaceman. That's often cited as an early example of country rock. One of the first examples. It's a meditation on the existence of extraterrestrial life. It's from the album Fifth Dimension, and that song has been covered by a lot of groups, including the Muppets and Alvin and the Chipmunks. Before that, we heard David Bowie's Space Oddity from 1969. That was released first as a 7-inch single. Around the time of great interest in the space program and spaceflight, you may recall it was performed by Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield on the International Space Station. And we started that set off with the Steve Miller Band, also from 1969, with Space Cowboy. And that song uses the same guitar riff as Lady Madonna. Coincidentally, Paul McCartney played on a song called My Dark Hour, which was another track on the same album from which Space Cowboy came. So there's some conjecture that maybe some late night jamming between Steve Miller and Paul McCartney led to the creation of that lick that was used on both Space Cowboy and Lady Madonna. That's all the time we have for this installment of Uncle Rick's Radio Ranch. I hope you've enjoyed this look at songs about space and stars and space flight and planets and interstellar things. And of course, there are lots of other songs that would fit into this category, but that's all we have time for today. And until next time, happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.